or we can sit down and discuss some other changes to make the contract compatible. You know, those are two options that are still there. And the mayor's threatening layoffs, and I certainly understand what he's saying. But as elected officials, we're not elected by unions. We're elected by taxpayers of the city of Cranston. And every policeman who drives through the city of Cranston must be aware of all the for sale signs, all the people losing their homes. You've got 11% unemployment rate in the city of Cranston, and those are the mayor's figures, not mine. What can you afford? At this point in time, the council felt that the contract was not affordable, not long-term. It was a band-aid approach, a short-term approach, but it doesn't change structural problems going forward, and that's what we're looking for.
When you say structural problems, I know it's the issue of the health care has come up over and over again. Is that
health care is one of them, or longevity? A lot of things we couldn't discuss in the contract because they weren't brought forward. We never met with the mayor prior to contract negotiations. He negotiated a contract and gave it to the city council. There's a big difference. And that's where most of the problems started.